Fotografia europea 2022. Un'invincibile estate.
Paradise, raccontato da Maxime Richet, autore del progetto.
Hello, my name is Maxime Richet. I live and work in Paris. I am a documentary photographer, and in my work I deal with the evolution of our living places, our ability to adapt in light of the upheavals of our environment, climate, but not only. I also study our desire to keep producing, growing, or even chasing eternal life without accepting any limits. And in so doing, being increasingly disconnected from the realities of the natural world. I like taking the liberty to mix documentary with fiction and to blur the temporalities of the narratives. I like that our imagination can invest these stories. I like showing how I feel about a situation, not just try to explain it. Paradise is a metaphor about how we would like to occupy a space, even hit hardly by the mega fires that no longer spare any region of the globe, and how we rebuild and rebuild our lives in the face of those new and harsh conditions. On November 8, 2018, the mega fire Camp Fire ravaged Paradise, California. It killed 89 people in only 4 hours. No one was ready for this. In 2020 and again in 2021, some of the largest fires of the west coast of the United States started from around Paradise. The Dixie Fire consumed over 900,000 acres in summer and fall 2021, and it started on the same hills crisscrossed by power lines just behind Paradise. I traveled to Paradise in 2020 and 2021 to meet those who've decided to rebuild their own Paradise in a place that now seems brutally inhospitable. I wanted to account for the intensity of emotion I heard in my conversations with the survivors, so I used an infrared slide film whose blazing colors break into the normality of their new life, what they're trying to rebuild. For me, these are flashbacks of the inferno that they lived through. They serve to recall the memory of the flames seared on their retina as they rebuild in the shadow of the next disaster. We are here between documentary and fiction. To me, this is a tale that gives us a glimpse at the next place that we'll have to go through healing after disasters that causes are increasingly human. To me, it shows our ever greater disconnect from nature.